Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th, featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at GreeleyStampede.org.
This is the Good Afternoon Guy with Brian Carey, presented by Air Solutions. Now, here's Brian.
Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310, KFKA. Welcome to the Allo Communication Studios. I'm the Good Afternoon Guy, one more time, Brian Carey, brought to you by Air Solutions in Greeley with my fantastic producer, Ryan Kelly, and my good afternoon girl, Habajiba Friday. It is Miss Susan Moore with us right away.
Hello!
Hello, Susan! How are you this fabulous Friday?
Well, Brian, I couldn't be better, and I thank you for asking. How are you?
I have mixed emotions. Mm-hmm. I am incredibly excited. Cannot wait for Monday. We kind of got started today. The brand new morning show, Good Morning NoCo, with myself and Tanner Schwint each weekday from 6 until 9.
I got goosebumps.
It's going to be so much fun. And just so people know, a lot of the people that you've been hearing are still going to be with us. Susan is still going to join us for a movie review on Fridays. So you're just going to get to hear us early in the morning. And Susan, you can go back to being on in the morning with me occasionally.
You know, Brian, I am up when the first bird sings, so that will be just perfect. I always said, what a great way to start my day with Brian. You know, it just doesn't get any better.
Well, we got to spend many, many years of those mornings together.
16.
And it's going to be a little different looking at Tanner than it was you. All right? I can say
Thank you.
No, I meant it. The tough thing that makes me a bit sad is I have loved getting to talk to everybody in the afternoon and getting people home. But the thing I have loved most of all has been getting to work with Ryan. I absolutely adore this guy. I knew at the minute I met him that we were going to develop a real special relationship, and that definitely has happened. So that is the one part that tugs my heart a bit is saying goodbye to spending a couple of hours with Ryan each day, because I know you feel the same way, Susan. He's one
Don't
of those guys.
He's
one of those guys that when you're our age, you meet him and you immediately want to take him under your wing and take care of him and have him live in your home. You know,
exactly. You know, Bob and I adopted him as our grandson.
I had heard that at dinner the other night. Did you claim them as grandparents, Ryan?
I did. I signed the paperwork and everything.
That's what we. Because I know when Susan made a comment, I actually got up as a joke and left the table and walked out the door. And the waiter's look was like, oh, my God. And Ryan, didn't you turn to him and say, yeah, that's my dad?
Yeah, I was like, oh, dad's acting up again. He's just mad there's no alcohol here.
We were upset about that. Well, we're going to have some fun today one more time. As we get going, 80 degrees out there. Man, it is beautiful.
A lovely day. I have been digging out in the dirt because I got that little garden kneeler, that little garden thing you can sit on with the foam pad.
Yes, where you can flip it so that you're either sitting on it and then you can flip it the other way and you kneel on it.
Yeah, but I tell you what, it's still hard work. It doesn't matter with a foam pad or not.
Well,
what
have you been weeding? You got a good crop of goat heads coming in out there. Because I tell you what, Uncle Gordy used to make a fine goat head wine out of those darn things. Just had to be careful when you swallowed. You might get one of them stuck there.
You don't want to cough and get a sticker
when you're drinking your wine.
Yeah, well, I'm sure there's a lot of those. But no, I have been nurturing these little seeds that your wife gave me
from
your Mexican sunflowers from last year. Remember those? They were taller than you were.
They were some of the most beautiful flowers we've ever planted. Huge. And as I've mentioned, actually attracted hummingbirds and bumblebees.
Isn't that wonderful? Well,
beautiful.
I've been nurturing these little seeds since March, and they're champing at the bit to get out in the dirt, and I'm thinking this is the weekend we're going to plant those babies.
Well, you know, they say it's always been the old wives' tale that it's you wait mm-hmm. until Mother's Day before you start planting. And,
yeah.
You know, before we do that, can I bring up your Facebook post from the other day? Because that absolutely was one of the most beautiful, touching little things that I had seen. I saw Susan had posted a picture of a nest with four eggs in it, I believe it was. But would you tell the story?
Well, should I bring up my Facebook and read it to you?
Well, if that's the way you remember it, absolutely.
Well, Brian, where am I? No, I'd
You're
be
right
happy
here
to.
With me. I know. I can get it for you. I have no.
I've had that story bouncing around in my mind for over 30 years, and I just wanted to share it so my nieces could see it, and my sisters, and my brother. So anyway, a favorite Mother's Day memory with my mom was in 1986. My dad had passed away the previous fall after a summer on his tractor, his heaven on earth. The following spring, my mom took me out to the clothesline in their backyard, where there hung a pair of my dad's overalls with a little nest in its pocket holding four little robin's eggs. There were no words, merely smiles and tears.
That is just gorgeous.
Is it?
I mean, no, it is. To think your dad had passed and the overalls are hanging out there. And then as a sign of life and all of this, a bird goes into the nest. And, you know, I can only imagine if your dad were alive at the time, he would have beat the hell out of that bird. For trying to nest in there.
But, get out of there right now, doggone it.
Well, but that's beautiful. I love that you shared that, because that actually, it really touched me. And I got to think
Thank
that it
you.
Just made a lot of people spark some memories of loved ones, because Mother's Day, especially if your mother passed around, it can be, cannot always be the easiest time to roll through.
Well, and she did pass away on Mother's Day. That would be Ethel making her grand exit. She was something.
Yes, she was. And as you've always also said, your mother was?
I don't know. Do I dare repeat?
Yeah, go ahead. You used to always say she was stacked.
Oh!
That was it. I know you did.
But she was. I should have posted a picture of my mom. Oh, my God. She had a body. It was something.
Well, I'll take your word for that, Susan. But all right, when we come back, what do you say we dive into what day is it next?
I would love to on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
For the latest on the Broncos, the Nuggets, and the Rockies, listen to The Hull Show, weekdays at noon on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. I'm living paycheck.
Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA, 3:15 on your Friday. Have a Jeeba. Welcome back to the Good Afternoon Guy. That's me, Brian Gary, along with producer Ryan Kelly and the Good Afternoon Girl, Susan Moore. Have a Jeeba, Susan.
Have a Jeeba, Brian. Have a Jeeba.
It's a glorious day. Absolutely beautiful out there. Good-looking weekend ahead temperature-wise. Although the winds are going to get whipping up again, we could have gusts around 35 miles an hour plus tomorrow. And that's going to feel like a blast furnace with 83 degrees, 78 for us on Sunday. So good-looking weekend temperature-wise, but those winds we're getting tired of. We're going to be whipping up still. But great for getting the turds out of your farmland, like Susan mentioned last week.
Well, I'm sad it's windy, but by gosh, I'm going to take full advantage of that.
As you should.
Yes, let me harrow this manure right into your backyard.
I didn't think we'd hear the term harrow your manure today on the show, but what I know people were looking for, aside from getting their manure harrowed, was to find out, hey, Brian, what day is it?
What day is it today?
Uh-oh, guess what day it is?
Monday.
What day is it, Mike?
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. What day is it today?
Guess what day it is.
Well, here we go. Today is National Nurses Day. And I would like to give a big thank you to all the great nurses out there. I have required so many throughout my time, and they always, they're the ones who come in and do all the work, and then the doctor comes in, puts in his 30 seconds, and then leaves.
Yeah. So God bless nurses. Yes.
No kidding. Today is also National Beverage Day. A good day to kick back and enjoy your favorite beverage. Now, if you had to pick a favorite beverage of all time, what would it be, Susan?
Well, as of late, Brian, I've been totally addicted to Cherry Diet 7-Up.
Ooh, that is pretty good.
Oh, my gosh, it is. It's like having Kool-Aid when you're a kid.
Yes, it is similar. Ryan, favorite beverage for National Beverage Day?
You know me, Brian. We have to say kombucha.
I knew that was coming. I did. All right. Today is also National Space Day. It's a good day to encourage people to learn about space and science and all that kind of stuff. Okay, that's cool. Today is also National Military Spouse Appreciation Day. I can definitely get behind this. What do you think of the men and women who go off to serve this country and the family that is left behind, military spouses? Was your mother not a military spouse, Susan?
She actually was. My dad went to World War II, and she, while he was gone, had a baby and kept the house. You know, I mean, yeah, she was a tough cookie.
No question. It is also National Provider Appreciation Day, also known as National Child Care Provider Day. We thank them so much for the work they do for our children. It is School Lunch Hero Day. Celebrate those people who make the great cafeteria food. No, I got to admit, in my days growing up, the cafeteria food sucked.
Oh, you know what? I always thought it was delicious.
Did you really?
Yes, really.
Ryan, did you do school lunches?
I did.
And?
There were some things that they did well, some others not so great.
Not so good. It is now, I don't even know what this is. I've always heard of it, but I've never had it. It's National Crepe Suzette Day. Now, do you know what that is, and have you eaten it, Susan?
No, I really don't know what it is. What is it?
Oh, sure. it's a crepe, which I don't know what that consists of, but the sauce is caramelized sugar and butter, orange juice and zest, and orange liqueur. And then it's set afire, and the alcohol evaporates quickly, resulting in a thick caramelized sauce.
Mmm.
Yeah, they'll do it at your table, I guess, at a lot of restaurants.
Okay, well, maybe I'll do it at our table tomorrow when you're here for breakfast.
I'm a little frightened by that. I'll be bringing breakfast with us, and don't you dare light the burritos on fire. All right, that's not going to work. All right, a couple of celebrity birthdays. One of my favorite rockers of all time, Bob Seger, is 77 years old today. Happy birthday to TV host Tom Bergeron. He used to be on so many game shows and Dancing with the Stars. Tom is 67 years old today. George Clooney, he is 61 today and still, honestly, just one handsome dude.
He is handsome. Yeah. I will give him that.
Yeah, he's classy, handsome. Gaborni Sidibe, who was in the movie Precious. And that was a fantastic movie, but she's 39 years old today.
Yes. She's just a little girl.
I know. Let's see. Anybody else that I've heard of having birthdays today as I look down? No. Those are the only people. Oh, rapper Meek Mill. And I tell you, Susan and I listen to his music. It is a guy, isn't it? It is. Okay. Is it a band or a dude? Do you know, Ryan?
I'm pretty sure it's just a guy.
Pretty sure it's just a dude. Yeah. Happy birthday, Meek. And Willie Mays, the Say Hey Kid, is 91 years old today. So there we go.
Oh, happy birthday. What a wonderful list.
No question. Now, coming up on Friday, Susan and I do movie reviews brought to you by Mom's Popcorn at 916 9th Avenue right here in downtown Greeley. Now, when we come back, we'll dive into them. But, Susan, did you watch a film to review this week?
I did, Brian, and I'm not proud of myself. Okay.
These are my favorites. I did too, and I just finished it before I came in to work.
Oh, good. So it's still very fresh.
Very fresh.
No, I did find time to see a movie today, but Bob has been just, you can't even live with him today. He checked off of his to-do list, which had been there for 2 years, fixing that flap in the toilet that keeps running.
Oh, he's been talking to me about that.
For 2 years.
So he finally got the toilet done?
Yes, and it flushes.
Oh, that is so awesome, because that's a long time to hold a poop. I'm glad he finally got that thing done. That's good. All right.
Yeah.
Well, we'll dive into more of Dr. Bob's accomplishments when we come back here. Where?
Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310, KFKA. But I don't want to mention.
Join Clark Johnson and Bruce Dick for Clark and the Coach. Weekdays at 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. He can't even bait a hook.
He can't even skin a bug. But he can fix a toilet. Welcome back to Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. 325 on your Friday. Have a Jeeba. It's a good afternoon guy with a good afternoon girl. I'm Brian Gary along with Susan Moore and Ryan Kelly. How are we doing, Susan?
We're so good. And Bob just wants to really thank your wife for showing him how to do that toilet fix.
Yeah, I've broken enough crappers in my life that my wife has gotten pretty good at those.
Yeah, she's great.
She is the handiest woman I've met, that's for sure.
Oh, amazing girl.
Well, Susan, let's get into it. Movie reviews from Mom's Popcorn. They're at 916 9th Avenue, downtown Greeley. What did you embarrassingly watch this week?
Okay, well, it's that movie where you just laugh out loud a lot. I watched Meet the Fockers.
Oh, yeah. That movie is an absolute classic.
It is a hoot. And it's the follow-up to Meet the Parents, which I don't really remember, but I'm sure I saw it and laughed.
Yeah, it was good, but Dustin Hoffman was more featured in the second one.
Oh, great. It was a great cast. You know, Ben Stiller and Terry Polo are getting married, and they're introducing their parents to each other, okay? And her dad, Robert De Niro, he plays that fussy ex-CIA agent.
Interrogates.
Is a good word?
He's very good at it, yes.
Oh. Her mom is this delightfully tolerant, played by Blythe Danner. His parents, Dustin Hoffman and Barbara Streisand, they are free spirits, a.k.a. old hippies.
Welcome.
Oh. Well, speaking of that welcome, I mean, who hasn't welcome guests into their home with Dustin Hoffman's famous quote.
If it's yellow, let it mellow.
If it's brown,
flush it down.
Now, yes. I know you've heard that here because we have a septic system. So anyway, I love that. So anyway, there's also a dog, a cat, a toddler rounding out the cast. Now, it's not a deep plot, and everything in this movie is just wrong.
That's a very good way of describing it, but it's wrong in that uncomfortable, this is funny kind of way
that Ben Stiller
is a master of.
Just the movie right from the get-go had me giggling. When they were going to get on the plane, and, I'm sorry, coach is booked, we'll have to move you to first class. I mean, everything just fell into place for these guys. Until they showed up at Ben Stiller's,
parents' house. Which I think there's a lot of real life involved in a lot of that.
Well, Dustin Hoffman was just wonderful. And Barbara Streisand played a couple sex therapists, but it was for older adults. I mean, you know, like 80 plus. And that, it just added kind of a naughty but funny element, you know, thinking of old people and stuff like that.
Well, no, okay. No, but that's for real, because I've met some of those ladies at parties.
We get together and play Mahjong. What are you talking about?
Oh, is that
anyway, I just, you know, I couldn't stop watching it, and I really can't tell you most of the humor.
No, you really, can't. No, you can't.
It really is an adult movie. Yeah, you don't want to gather the kids around to watch it. But I give it a honestly, for just enjoyment factor, I give it a 6.
A 6 for enjoyment factor?
Isn't that pretty high for me?
Yeah, I guess in that kind of film it is. I would bump it up to a 7 just because it's not in funny for me. That's not that's my rating. That's mine.
Yeah.
I don't mean to influence you, Susan. You're independent. You can vote your mind. All right? I'm not one of them.
It was just delightfully wrong, and I think everybody, you might have seen it years ago, but I think you need to see it again just to really enjoy yourself.
All right. I haven't watched it in a long time. That, and I was just the other day, I was going to watch There's Something About Mary, because I saw that came across. And it's the same time frame, same type of film, same type of uncomfortable situation
when she
runs into everyone at the dry cleaner. That is classic scene. But all right, now.
Well, now I have to go back and watch that.
You do. Now, I'm going to do a review coming up, and this is shocking to me because last week we reviewed The Batman.
Right.
Which we both actually watched. Neither of us are ones that you would say are superhero movie fans. I know you enjoyed Wonder Woman, but for the most part, if it's a superhero Marvel kind of movie, I'm generally not interested.
But I loved The Batman. Remember that?
Yeah, I know you did.
And you didn't.
No. but I actually watched another Marvel movie today. And I did. So coming up, I'm going to give my review of Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings. All right. So get ready. That's coming your way next, Susan.
Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Prep Sports and the UNC Bears are on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFK. Welcome back. 3:35, 25 in front of 4 o'clock. Just going till 4 today with a Good Afternoon Guy show. Preps baseball coming your way. Clark Johnson will have the call starting at 4 o'clock. And don't forget Monday, the debut of the brand new morning show here on Northern Colorado's Voice, as it will be Good Morning NoCo, hosted by myself and Tanner Schwint. So excited for this. 6 o'clock Monday morning, we launch the brand new morning show, and it's going to be a lot of fun. All right, now we're talking movies with my good afternoon girl, Susan Moore. She just reviewed her film, the Meet the Fockers film. Now, there were only two of those, I think. There might have been a third one. But
no, there was a third one, The Little Fockers, but I haven't gotten that far yet. I mean, you know, these guys, it's been out 10, 12 years. Come on.
Well, and you run out of, the story kind of has written itself. I dove back into the Marvel Universe this week. Not something I never expected that I would. But I had heard from many people that said, even if you're not into the Marvel movies, that the Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings is a really good movie. So I thought, all right, I'm going to do it, in spite of the fact that it's 2 hours and 12 minutes long, which we know comes into play whenever I watch a movie.
I know.
All right. Now, it had a couple things going for it right away. When I knew that Awkwafina was in this movie, because I think she's absolutely hilarious. Do you know who she is at all, Susan?
No. No. Should I?
Yeah, you should get to know her because she's hilarious.
Okay.
All right. Awkwafina, it's not just a water. She's an actress. And she was great. It starts out her and Shang-Chi, Shang-Lang Ding Dong. They were valet parkers. All right, so okay. Those are their jobs. They're valets, and they're just funny. They have this interaction and all that. Then all of a sudden, there's some incident on a train or something, and some bad guys start doing something, and all of a sudden, Shang-Chi is able to kick all of their butts, and all of a sudden, his powers are revealed. So she freaks out. He kind of freaks out. He knew a bit about it, but anyway, he goes to tell the story of, his father and all that, and they flash back to seeing his dad, who has these 10 rings on his arms, and he's the ruler of everything. He can defeat everything. It just goes through all this stuff.
Ooh,
and of course, nothing can stand in his way until he gets to a clearing, and there's a beautiful woman in a garden, who he then tries to attack, and she beats the hell out of him and takes him down. And then next thing you know, boom, they've got kids. The two of them, they'd fallen for each other.
Yeah.
And end up having a son and a daughter. Your typical love story. That's how my parents met. Dad was just out wilding. Mom beat the hell out of him. Next thing you know, here's me and Mike. They're going through all this, and then, he's done the fighting. The dad and the mom, they had the kids, all right? Then they flash back to the modern day, and all of a sudden, the guy gets, they had seen on the internet or whatever, him fighting in the train. So then they'd steal him and take him to this place where, we're going to put you in a cage, and you're going to fight. You're going to take on our champion, this kind of thing. And he's, whatever. Goes in there, and then, of course, the person who comes out, who's the big champion, he starts fighting her and realizes, that is my sister. From long ago, reunited, beating each other up, just like mom and dad met. So they're doing this, they're fighting and all that. And then, they kind of get to talking. And next thing you know, all of a sudden, like, dad appears. I don't know where he came from, but dad appears, long lost dad is suddenly there and says, you must help me. Your mother is trapped in a mountain somewhere. She's inside this mountain and we need to go and free her. And, Shang-Chi's like, no, dad, mom's not in a mountain, but they argue and he convinces him that he needs to come with to go and free his mother, who they know is dead, but dad's got this. You need to go and get them. So, of course, they wander into this distant land, whatnot, and all of a sudden they're in some castle. I must have blinked because all of a sudden they're in the basement of a castle, and suddenly an English actor appears out of nowhere. He's got a bunch of candles going, and he's sitting there, and he's always waiting to get called back up. It's like he was there to do kind of play thing, and it's Ben Kingsley. That I would have, I didn't even know it was him until afterwards, and I look at the credits. And he's down there saying, the reason I came an actor was I was watching Planet of the Apes, and I saw how they were able to teach those monkeys how to ride horses. And I thought, if they can do that, they can probably do something with me in Hollywood. So that's why he did that. But anyway, so he leads them in this ride. They get in a vehicle. They go through this magical forest. It opens up, of course. And then, there she is, their aunt. It's not even their mom. They drive through this forest, and then it appears, and it's their aunt who's there. And then she says, your mother said someday you would come here. So she left these gifts for you. And they open them up, and it's, great, she left us a shirt. They each got thinking, mom, great. Your dad, these gifts been hanging around forever. You gave us each a shirt. That's really neat. Then dad shows up and he's like, we got to get your mother, and gets into a fight with Shang Li. He was like, no, she doesn't exist. You're the bad guy. So then they get into a big fight, and dad, Mike Tyson, gut punches him. He goes into the water, disappears, but reappears to fight. And then it all gets good at the end. They appear back where they're supposed to be, and the land is all peaceful and everything's wonderful. And he now has the 10 rings. He's the dude. I think that's what happened. Pretty sure. Did he get the rings? Did he end up with the rings, Ryan?
I was drinking like a bottle of wine during that, but I'm pretty sure he gets the rings.
He got at least five of them or six.
Yeah,
you know, he got a majority of the rings. So the next movie is Shang-Chi and the majority of in the legend of the majority of the rings. It's gonna be good. But it was
liked it.
I did because I liked the fighting scenes because I used to like old kung fu movies. And if you liked the style of Bruce Lee and old kung fu things, there are some masterful fight scenes that involve that kind of it's humorous, exciting, edge of the seat kind of stuff. But I don't know. I found that much more entertaining than some gargoyle coming out trying to trample you. You know, I thought that was better. So, Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings, scale of 1 to 10, I'm going to give that a 7.5.
Whoa!
7.5. It was much better than I was anticipating, kept me entertained, and Awkwafina was hilarious in the movie. She kind of stole it for me.
Well, I will keep my eye open for that. I'm always looking for something fun. I mean, and I'm getting more comfortable stepping out of my genre of, you know, historical romance. there's a ton of great movies in all over the whole whatever you like.
No, it's true, because a lot of people are like, you know, I don't like country music, and then all of a sudden they listen into it and they're hearing some, oh, you know, I like some of that. So for me to say I don't like Marvel movies or something, I need to at least check some of them out, because there's always going to be exceptions to that rule.
And entertainment. That's all we like when we watch movies. Entertain me.
Oh, I agree completely. All right, we got one more segment left together, Susan, before we move back to the morning. So let's come back and do that.
Well, okay. Are we going to talk at all about the big horse race tomorrow?
Let's do it.
Okay. Here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
The Good Afternoon Guy with Brian Gary. Weekday afternoons at 3 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to the show, The Good Afternoon Guy. I'm Brian Gary with Ryan Kelly and Susan Moore, the Good Afternoon Girl. Big sports day tomorrow that I know Susan is even interested in. Kentucky Derby tomorrow. Are you ready for this one, Susan?
I really am. I'm going to go with the favored, which could be one of your grandchildren, Zandon.
I know.
Three to one.
I saw that when I saw the horse that had the best odds, Zandon. I did say I got a Xander and a Zayden. This has to be, you know, if the next one's a boy, that's probably the name.
My goodness, that'd be perfect.
Yes, it
especially
would.
If he wins tomorrow. Now, Bob's going for the White Abario at 10 to 1.
I was looking at that as well. The name stuck out. I always look for a name that grabs me.
Yeah, I think Bob did too. And we saw a picture of him, and he's not really white. He's gray. But as horses get older, gray horses, they often turn white. And, of course, Zandon is jet black. So they're both beautiful, and I'm looking forward to the most exciting 2 minutes on television. I know they say in sports, but I don't want to offend anybody.
No.
Love it. I love the Kentucky Derby.
And I look forward to it each year, too. Now, another horse to watch is Epicenter. I was just reading about that. But even knowing nothing about horse racing, it's one of those things that I pretend every year. But once the race starts, it is so exciting. It is. And post time tomorrow is 4:57 our time. So 4:57, they will be ready to go.
Yeah. It's just lots of fun for 2 minutes.
Yes, it is. And, of course, Colorado Rockies back tonight. They're in Arizona tonight, 7 o'clock coverage starting here. But, Susan, this has been so much fun doing the afternoon show. It was a wonderful chance to get in that afternoon drive, have a chance, have some fun, and that you joined me on Fridays has just been a blast. And that part isn't over. We're just going to move it to the mornings. But sitting here every Friday with you and Ryan has been an absolute treat, and I will truly, truly miss this.
I know, Brian. I know. I do. I've loved this. But, you know, I love just hanging out with you at the breakfast table, but you never bring Ryan along, so it's not the same.
I will bring Ryan.
All right, again,
because he's moved into the basement, so, you know, you might as well. His parents are really happy about it, too. But you will be joining as the Good Morning NoCo show gets started tomorrow. Fridays, we're still going to have Susan jump on. You just got to get up early like we used to and have a little fun, all right?
I am so ready, baby. I got my water pistol all loaded, ready to go.
Sounds good. Well, I will see you tomorrow morning for breakfast. Love you dearly, and thank you for making the Good Afternoon Guy show so much fun.
It has been my treat, seriously.
Wonderful. All right, we'll wrap it up next. On where, Susan?
Well, on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Join Clark Johnson and Bruce Dick for Clark and the Coach. Weekdays at 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Damn you, Ryan Kelly. Welcome back to the Good Afternoon Guys show. I'm Brian Gary with producer Ryan Kelly. I'm so excited about what's coming next, but I wasn't expecting to get emotional today. But I've really grown to love being your afternoon guy. This has been one of the biggest joys of my career was getting to get in here, meet the people I work with, because it's important to me to know, care, and honestly love the people I work with, and I do. And I'm so excited to start this new journey doing the morning show with Tanny with Tanner. Good Morning NoCo. It's going to be a blast. But for me, on a personal level, relationships mean so much to me. And when I make one that hits my heart, it's always difficult. And this guy, Ryan Kelly, I just fell in love with this guy right away. He is a very, very special young man. And even though I'm as old as his dad and all those things, I've always looked at him as an equal in that sense. And he's taught me so much and helped me in a personal way. I go through a lot of stuff and I share a lot of stuff. And, you know, Ryan's always kind of walked the same route with me. And we've been able to share those things. So from the bottom of my heart, buddy, I love you, Ryan Kelly. I really do. And thank you for this time frame in my life. Because believe me, I am always going to treasure and cherish this.
I've like, it's been an honor working with you. And obviously this is the end. But, you know, I'm really glad we got to experience the things we did with each other. And, you know, build the connection that we have. And, you know, here's to bigger and better things.
Oh, there's no question. And I tell people, once you're in my heart, once you get in there, you live there and you will never go away. So no matter where our roads go down the path, him and I are always going to be very, very close. I can't wait to talk to you on Monday morning. Blast off this brand new Good Morning NoCo show. But I'll step aside for now. Clark Johnson coming up next with Preps Baseball. From my producer, Ryan Kelly, I'm the Good Afternoon Guy, Brian Gary. Have a great evening. Take care.